Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my friends, wherever you are in this world. Good day. Welcome to This Moment. You are listening to Your Healing Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I say I am the witchy doctor and your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we inspire people to live their best life and make their best choices. Because, my friend, your life literally is your choice. And all your choices create your life, your body, your everything. And today, I'm going back a little bit to science and biology with nature versus nurture, nature or nurture. Is it nature? Is it nurture? And the truth is, we are both. And I really want to dive into the uniqueness of humanity and the human being. And that uniqueness really is our awareness. And our awareness and our ability to make choices. And we're going to talk today about what does it mean to be truly human? And that means we have to talk about the biology and the chemistry, but the social part of us, the social chemistry and the social biology is as much a part of us as our physical biology. And so that really is the two parts of us. And we live in a dual universe. We have a sun and a moon. We have an earth and a sky. We have land and water, black and white, you know, morning and night, male, female, child, adult. Like when we look at the way we perceive the universe, we are constantly perceiving it in twos. Even go back to the Bible story and Noah's Ark saving animals in twos, right? Because we've been taught about two and balance and the opposites. And so we are biology in a physical form and we are energy in a connection form and an attraction form and the social part of us. And physically, you know, Einstein, one of the most genius minds of all time, talked about E equals MC squared. Energy is matter, and they are related by the speed of light, the C squared. And that means that all energy is matter, and all matter is energy. And therefore, you know, we are energy, and the energy is the attraction between molecules. It's the energy that is keeping our molecules at a certain distance away from each other and attracting new molecules in. And the heightened states of attraction, which is moving electrons, which is energy. Now, machines have energy too. Animals have energy too. Plants have energy too. So everything in this universe is energy. And all energy can be seen as matter. But matter in the smallest particle behaves like energy. And so we always have to remember we are energy and matter. Now, let's talk about the matter part of us and the physicality part of us. We are, what are we made of? We're molecules. We're carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, magnesium, manganese, zinc, iron, these are atoms and particles and matter. We're Earth. And Earth is also made of those same carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, sulfur, magnesium, manganese, and a lot of elements that we see in Earth, we are. Now, if you think about carbon, which is the life that we know is sort of defined by carbon with oxygen is what we say, and hydrogen. I've left out hydrogen, super important. But think about carbon. If you put a lot of carbon molecules together, you're going to get coal. If you put the coal under extreme pressure, you get a diamond. So carbon is coal, which is kind of a lump of coal, and it falls apart and it's mushy and you could make a fire out of it. And that those same molecules are also the strongest crystal seen in this planet, which is a diamond. And it's really strong, really compressed. The difference is how the molecules are pushed together. And I think the diamond probably has this potential energy because these molecules are squeezed in tight, whereas the molecules in coal are more spread out. There's more air in them, and that's why they crush more easily. So same molecules, different structure. Same concept if you take sand, which is earth, and you put it in a box and you play music to the sand will line up in formation based on the wavelength of the music. The frequency of the music determines the design of the sand. Now, I just told you with carbon, the pressure determined the molecular structure. Less pressure, coal, deep pressure, diamond. Now I'm telling, so that was pressure forming the molecule and the earth-like matter. And now I'm telling you with energy, with sound energy played to earth-like matter, it changes the way the matter aligns itself and the design of the sand. Now you, my friends, are made of these same carbon molecules. Now they're usually attached with, like sand, there's hydrogen in them, there's oxygen, there's electrons between them. But sound changes how your molecules are going to line up in your body in the same way. And so when you think about that, you realize that when we play music, which is sound, the molecules in your body and the energy that's in your body realigns the structures in your cells. And indeed, the nervous system fires differently and you feel differently. There is a different alignment of your molecules depending on the sounds you're listening to, whether it be the sound of my voice, your mother's voice, the voices in your head, or a song, right? You actually vibrate and the molecules change in your body. And so you are absolutely earth, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and all those molecules. And who you are in this second is different than an hour from now when you listen in your hip hop exercise class or when you put on a Beethoven symphony. Your molecules are going to change their alignment some, and you will actually be the same human, but a little bit different. So that's earth. Now you're also water. And my friends, they've done the experiments with water, and water too changes state and changes its configuration based on frequencies of sound. And you are 67% water. So two-thirds of you is water. Now, the interesting part is we've learned about water, three states, liquid, solid, gas. And indeed, there is there's probably a lot of water that's in the gas form. We are constantly having chemistry reactions in our cells that make water, that neutralizes energy in our cells to make H2O, which is water, two hydrogens, one oxygen. But the interesting thing is if we cut ourselves, we have liquid form. The blood is liquidy, but our cells have two-thirds water as well. And the cells are not liquid, and they're not actually gas. There's actually another form of water that is in living organisms, and it's more like, it's kind of like a gel form, like a jello form of water. And this jello form of water, the interesting thing is it probably allows the organelles in the cells to line up kind of like a crystalline structure. You know, if you imagine, again, we started with Earth being a lump of coal or being a crystal of a diamond. And again, imagine that water molecules, imagine in Legos, but I actually think Connects, the game of Connects is more like it when if you've ever seen models of chemistry where there's a ball with an atom in the center and spokes, or maybe even a bicycle wheel where there's a center and all the spokes coming out. Imagine in each of your cells, there's kind of these organelles which act as the center molecules with these spokes that connect one organelle to the next organelle to the next organelle. And the water molecule is the jelly, the gel that makes it. Imagine, if you will, that you're making jello and you put berries in the jello, and you can kind of maybe see the way the strawberries or the blueberries line up in the jello. So imagine that is what your cells are. So we have earth, we have water in this gel-like form. And then we are breathing all the time. And that oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen are coming in through our mouth, through our nose, into our lungs, diffusing across the lungs, always going into all your cells. So that air, that inspiration, that is life too, right? That oxygen and nitrogen and carbon dioxide and hydrogen, when we are living on Earth, we need to inspire and respire. The in and the out of the air is synonymous with life, right? And all of this earth, water, and air combine in our cells, and we're going to talk about this after break, to make energy. And that, my friends, is the fire, the vitality that we see and perceive as life. We're going to take our first break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I'm talking today about nature and nurture and how the human being is both. Come right back from the break, where we will continue playing with a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of biology, and some social psychology all in one episode.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Your Healing Playground, the podcast where we talk about healing and play. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, change advocate, and author of Your Healing Playground. Yes, you can now buy my podcast in book form. Please do. It's a summary of how to play yourself back to health. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and today I am talking to you about nature and nurture, a little science lesson and a little social psychology lesson in one. Why? Because we are both. We are nature and we are nurture, but we've been taught to separate them. And that's like separating mind and body. And there is no line right here across my neck that separates mind and body. And when we talk about nature, I'm going back to molecules, DNA, the body sack, right? This body sack that we have, we see it in a physical form. And we absolutely are this physical form made up of all these cells. And these cells come together and make organs. And these organs come together and make organ systems. And these organ systems come together to communicate and make a body, right? So do you see, we start with a molecule and we get to a cell, and from a cell to an organ, and an organ to an organ system, and an organ system to a human body. And we forgot that so much cells in our body, the organ system that we don't often remember is another critical system, is what we call nowadays the microbiome. And what is the microbiome but a collection of teeny weeny weeny unicellular beings, bacteria, virus, and fungi. Let me say, viruses are like, they're cells that can't even live alone. They're so parasitic, they have to live inside your cell. They intercalate into your DNA before they can reproduce. So we are human cells and microbiome cells, and all of these cells have to talk to each other and interconnect. And We are made, when you break down the microbiome, the organ system, into the organs, into the cells that make up the organ, it's made up of molecules. Molecules are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, sulfur, magnesium, zinc, iron, that periodic table of molecules and atoms, and they come together through attraction, through energy to attract each other. Two hydrogens come together to make hydrogen gas. Two hydrogens and an oxygen come together to make water. One carbon, two oxygens come together to make carbon dioxide. And then we are made up and we're alive because we breathe in oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide. That's the circle of life that we do. We gift the world carbon dioxide and they gift us back oxygen. Now, who's the we and who's the them? So the plants love carbon dioxide and they gift us oxygen. And so do you see that the molecules in the plant are the same molecules as in our body, but our waste, our carbon dioxide is their fuel, and their fuel is their waste, their oxygen is our fuel. So just like our cells come together and interconnect again to make microbiome in human cells that then make organs, that then make organ systems, that then make a interconnected system of all the systems, the psychoneuroimmunology system with the circulatory system and the respiratory system, and the sum of all our parts come together to make a human. And the sum of all the parts in a plant come together to make a plant. But if the plants die, we don't get their waste, their oxygen. And if they don't give us oxygen, we die because we need oxygen from the plants. And so we are an ecosystem of all our cells, all our energy, all our organ systems living in a planet that gifts us the water, the earth, the air, the atmosphere, and the fire, which is the attraction between all the molecules. But in a physical form, we literally are fed by plants. And then in the natural world, if we're not living in a box with indoor plumbing, humans and animals that all live outside in nature ingest food, air, water. We ingest it. We digest it, we metabolize it, we catalyze it into our expression physically and emotionally. And our expression, what we get let go of, is we let go of caca. That is our waste. And our waste, my friends, goes deep into the earth to give the molecules back to the plants that then feed us. Now, this microbiome that I'm talking about, these bacteria that live on our skin, in our noses, in our mouths, in our ears, in the 6 football fields full of our intestines, they do our digesting for us, my friends. They digest and metabolize and help us catalyze what we want to keep and what we want to get rid of. And they are as much a part of us as our heart and our lungs and our brains. Indeed, let's talk about that brain, because I told you we have nature and nurture. And our brains, we think, are up here, But our brains are so much more than what we can keep in our head, because our brain is connected in the back to that spinal cord, and that spinal cord has nerves that extend out to our fingertips, to our skin, to our taste buds, our sense of smell and sense of hearing. All those sensation nerves are parts of this system. Now, I want to change the wording of this system. We call it a nervous system, which I believe in social psychology tethers us to living nervously. Because what we really are, my friends, are sensation systems. We have all these senses: taste, touch, smell, hearing, pressure, temperature, intuition, six senses, and someone I heard have, like, there's 20 more, pressure. Like, there's a lot of sensation we don't talk about but exists in our bodies. We are always taking in sensation, which is taking in energy waves, taking in energy in the form of food, taking in energy in the form of sound, taking in energy in sight, smell, taste, pressure, taste, touch, temperature. We're always are sensing the world around us, ingesting it, digesting it, metabolizing it, and then expressing it. Our expression is how we give off energy. So we're giving off molecules of carbon dioxide back into the air. We're giving off water through our urine. We're giving off caca through our bottom of our reproductive tract. And we're giving off our expression into the world, how we move through the world in our emotions, in our nonverbal language, in our how we do life. And so we are always expressing ourselves into this world. And so we are physical creatures ingesting, digesting, metabolizing, and then catalyzing everything we've taken in to then express it in the world physically through water, through air, through poop, which is basically food backwards, and through the fire, which is our external expression, which is the energy we're giving off. And we're always taking in energy of the universe through our five senses. And we are filtering it through our sensation system, which includes the brain as well as all our nerves. And I'm going to come back, because it's through the brain that we perceive the nurture part of our bodies. So we're going to take a break. We've just talked a lot about chemistry and biology and the nature and the sciencey part of it. And we're going to come back to how we metabolize and catalyze through the social psychology part of who we are as humans. So once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground, where I'm here to help you heal and play at life, because the more you play, the more you heal. And the more you heal, the more you can play. I'm Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality. from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is your healing playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. I am now the author of this podcast in book form, also called Your Healing Playground. Go ahead and get it at Amazon. Follow me on drtinaplays.com. I'm opening up a community this spring where you can hang out with me on Zoom twice a month. And I'll be doing retreats coming up as well, where you can literally be live with me. You can always be one-on-one with me as if you come into LA, or if you want to be coached by me and through Zoom. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, always trying to inspire you to make your best choices in life. And that's going to segue in today's Nature versus Nurture. So again, I've already told you, we have a blueprint for life. Our DNA is like the architectural blueprint, which tells this body how the cells are supposed to organize themselves, from cells to organs to organ systems, to interconnect with the air and the breath and the circulatory system that pumps the liquid all around, and the air when we come out and we're birthed, all of a sudden we go from mom breathing for us to us breathing for us. But I wonder, are we doing the breathing? Because we're certainly not consciously usually breathing. It's an unconscious, autonomous function of this machine that we are. This machine is like a self-driving car. And it is always breathing for us. We do not have to tell it to breathe in most situations. Now, sometimes we get frightened and we hold our breath. And we have to remind ourselves to breathe. But we will have an awareness in our brain when the carbon dioxide goes up too high. The brain is brilliant and says, it's time to breathe, right? And so we literally are breathing ourselves. Or there's a higher consciousness that continues breathing for us when we're separated and birthed out of our mom into our individuality. Okay, now we have DNA. This DNA is four letters, and you know, each molecule of DNA is also made up of the elements of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen in their own specific blueprint to make the DNA. And then we each have our own an individual blueprint of DNA, which determines our hair color, our skin color, and it tells our bodies how to align those organs and those organ systems. And we used to think that the DNA was the be-all, end-all of life, and everyone was their DNA. We now learn that there are molecules that bind to the DNA, We call them histone proteins. So again, they're proteins. Proteins are like proteins, like muscle that you eat in food. And proteins bind to DNA or unbind to DNA. And depending on where they bind and how many bind and which ones bind depends on whether the DNA, like a zipper, unravels and gets expressed or gets zipped up and gets hidden and unexpressed. And so DNA is potential energy and potential information and potential guidance, but it has to be read. It's like you own a book, but if you don't open up and read it, it's just sitting on your shelf and you don't have the knowledge from the book or the wisdom. When you read a book when you're five, it's different than if you read the same book when you're 10, 20, or 50. Because you, at that point in time, are different. And so you glimmer different stories, morals of the story. And you are a different human based on all the experiences that have changed your DNA up to that point. So what changes your DNA is the environment you've lived in. Now, the environment you lived in is physical. What are you eating? What water are you drinking? Does the water that you're drinking have electrolytes in it? Calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, or is it filtered tap water and it's full of lead and zinc because maybe the lead pipes are bad? Or is it purified and distilled? And so the only thing in it is two hydrogens and an oxygen and no electrolytes at all. Did they put fluoride in it to try and save your teeth? But now years and years of fluoride might be too toxic for you. So do you see how even the water you're putting in is changing? Where are you living? Are you living outdoors, getting sunlight in your body? And are you barefoot feeling the grass and therefore the electrons from this electric magnetic earth that we live on with this powerful, powerful magnet that keeps us actually on the planet? That attraction, that gravity is electric force. And just like we have to plug our computer into the outlet or charge the battery that's in the computer, we need those same electrons to run the respiration function, the heart beating function, all the cellular functions. And if we're not getting enough electrons in our day, in our cells that then feed the organs, that then feed the organ systems, we're going to be running on fumes. And a car that is running low of gas putters along slowly and conks out. We humans have come together in groups, collaborating to be these powerful civilizations, but we forgot along the way that what keeps us alive is interconnections with the earth. Because again, this the earth started us. I have a hydroponic indoor home garden. And it's fascinating as a scientist to watch it because all I do is put water in and a little bit of plant food. We start with water. Seeds need water and no food to start with. How interesting. And then once they've germinated, once they've decided it's safe to send down roots and they've popped through the little pod that they're in, which is a touch of soil, and they show themselves, they express themselves. that's when they start needing more food, which means they need more energy, right? Now, it plugs in to a controlled timer to give it sun. And lo and behold, over time, with enough water, with the sun, which is artificial light, but it's made for these plants, water and food, then the plants start growing. Now, recently, I, by accident, unplugged it and the plants started to die. And that's the same with us. If we're not getting full sunlight, all colors of the rainbow, we start to wilt and die. And we're learning that we're living in boxes now with lights that don't have a full spectrum of light. And because of that, we are not actually able in our bodies to make enough energy to keep all the cellular machinery in our cells to grow. And I digress, because what I also have noticed in my garden is it's hydroponic, it's water-based, and yet the longer it lives in that garden, when I take the little pods out to check their roots, which is part of what I'm supposed to do regularly, the roots actually make their own soil. They have a chemistry reaction that is fascinating, that the roots are initially purely in water, but then their pods actually make soil. So they literally are creating earth to grow out of. Now, I don't know if it's because I unplugged it for too long and that stressed them out and they created earth out of the stress, the way carbon under pressure, light pressure becomes coal and deep pressure becomes diamond, and carbon with oxygen becomes oil in the ground, and oil is potential energy that we mine and use to fuel all the machinery on the planet, right? So I'm going all over the place. I'm trying to pull this back, but what I'm trying to say is how you live, where you live, actually influences the DNA in your cells and whether they express themselves or they stay constricted and don't express their genes. And that also, it, where you live, how you live, and the energy you take in also affects how you express your body's energy. Are you able to fill up and feel vital and alive and totally energetic, or are you dragging with brain fog? And so what you take in physically, sun, water, food, it's energy, it's communication, it's information, and all those energy processes need those vitamins and minerals. Those, I say, are like the key that turns the machines on in your cells to make energy. And so you need the food and the water. And if you take in fake food or different food, you're missing crucial vitamins and minerals. If you're living on distilled indoor water or poisoned water or chemicals that masquerade as food, your DNA will not get the molecules to unravel and express yourself like a beautiful fruit or flower, etc. You will literally start to wither and die because you are part of the universe and you need real food, real sun, real water, real breath, big deep breaths to go in to turn your DNA on. And we'll be right back after our last break. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your doctor and host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. Come right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. If you are liking this podcast, we are on the Inspired Choices Network where you can listen to us. You also could go to Spotify or Apple or YouTube. Please sign up, subscribe, share with your friends, spread this information. I want all my years of learning to be shared with the world. I want to make this world a bigger, better, smaller place where we all connect and collaborate rather than compete. Because my friends, we live in a world, I'm talking about nature and nurture, and the nurture part is the stories we've been told and how we nurture ourselves and the communities we live in and the brain energy. We have a brain, which is 2% of our body, but uses up 20% of our energy. And when we're born, we have this knowledge, which is true and untrue, that we are separate beings. And we are separate beings. We are uniquely made. You're the only physical body sac that will ever be and ever have this exact DNA content. As you start living on the planet, you will intake your own unique microbiome signature, and you will have your own unique experiences that will never, ever, even identical twins will not have identical microbiomes and identical experiences unless they are Siamese twins and literally connected at the hip, because they don't share their experiential exposures. And those experiential exposures lead to stories that we tell ourselves, lead to emotional expressions, lead to interactions with nature, with animals and plants, but also with other human beings. We are always interconnecting. And when two waves come together, they either amplify their signal or they cancel each other out, depending on the way the frequencies connect. And I said that we are energy manifesting in physical form. And so we do the same thing. And when two humans come together, we actually feel their energy. We are attracted or repelled based on their body language, based on their smiles, based on their words, and based on how we ingest, digest, metabolize, and then catalyze our own internal story back. And so we are very alone at birth. We feel alone, isolated. Do I belong? Do I fit in? We cry out to mom to take care of us. And from day one, the mom and the baby are bonding and connecting energy. If mom smiles, baby learns to smile. If mom withholds a smile, baby learns to withhold a smile. If mom tells the baby, this is a safe planet to live on, and we live in a safe world and in a safe house, the baby is going to internalize that and believe that life is safe. And then they're going to express a smile and safety back out into the world. Now, if they meet people who agree with that, they will get reinforced. And that will change their brain, and nerves that wire together fire together. If instead they meet people who seem mean, don't respond to their expression with positive energy, they feel the repulsion, the separation, and the fear of being alone comes back. And this imprints in the brain, and the brain's energy changes, and they need to be on guard. And so the brain is always scanning for survival, even though the body may know it's safe. And the right brain is like, if I'm alive, I'm breathing, I'm okay, life is good, I can connect to myself and the planet, and I can breathe and be safe. And left brain is your childhood fear brain that is listening to old stories and living in fear. And this episode, I'm going to have to do a part two just to get into the social psychology of nature and nurture. But please understand that all your experiences, all your energy, you can live and use up the energy nurturing old stories and live in the past and the fear and the survival mode that your child lives in. Or you can literally move over to, I am here to express who I am in this moment. And E equals MC squared, in the speed of light, we lose time and all we have is now. And in the now, you are alive and breathing to express yourself, to just breathe into who you are in this moment right now and express it back out to whoever you are with right now. And so in this last minute or two, I invite you to be in the nurturing place where life is safe, no matter where you are in this universe, no matter what's going on around you, no matter what is on your to-do list for today. Let's take a minute to be present, to nurture our nature, our bodies, through breath, through sensation. What are you hearing right now? What are you smelling right now? What can you taste? What can you touch? Can you give yourself a hug and remind yourself that no matter what's going on around you, you are safe in this body sack right now? Can you notice five things that you see? Can you listen to three things, including your breath going in and out? Can you come to this present moment in your body? Talk to your heart, your brain, and all those little microbiome bacteria, and remind them that you are safe as long as you are alive and breathing. That the stories from the past are no longer, because you're now here in this moment, presently present to this moment, which is a gift of life right now. Just be present in your body sack with a breath. And I invite you to take time during your day to come back to this moment right now and be present in your nurtured nature, your body sack, in your story. Right now, always come back to the now with breath. Because as long as you're alive, your story is still unwritten. Keep breathing, keep telling your story.
If you felt something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness. Play with curiosity and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine. Pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.